Top of Chavez on the base. We're dealing with the Gemara about a husband dies. If a wife dies, it's like Chum Besamikdash and all that, right? How bad it is for the husband. So the Gemara says like this, like six lines from the top. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya, Mishmei Derav, Isha Goylem Hi. Isha is a Goylem. What does it mean, a Goylem?
Unformed.
It doesn't mean the Maral. Yeah.
It means an unformed.
Unformed,
clue.
Exactly. Rashi explains, it's unformed clue, yeah. The Eina Kairas is Bris, Ela Lamisha Asa Kli. She's Kairas Bris, she connects the bond to the one that's that makes her a Kli. Who's that? Shanemaki Bayalayach Isayach Hashem Tzvaka Shemai. So her husband makes her into a Kli. Zak Rashi. Goylem, Kaidim Shenevela, before she does Bia, she's a Goylem. Goylem, Zakashi, Kli Shalai Nigma, a Kli which is not finished, Kari Goylem, Kiditnan, Goylme Kli Eitz Tmein.
So Isha means a Psula.
Yeah. So till she gets married, she's missing something. And now she gets married, the Kli is Nigma. The Kli is finished. Zakima Vaita. Tana Ein Ishmeis Elal Ishta. A man doesn't die only to his wife. A woman doesn't die only to her husband. What does it mean, doesn't die to her wife? What does it mean?
She feels it the most.
Right. She's the most
affected
from it. And he's the most affected from her. Zakhti Gemara. Einish meis el ishta shenema vayamas elimelech ish nami. So it says elimelech died, the ish nami. No, not as much. Doesn't mean he doesn't feel it. Obviously, everyone feels it. But they're the ones.
Well, how do you look good for that?
That's it. When you get married, you become one. How the gufa? A person is half. A person is a part of himself. It's like a gufa, right? Ve'nisha mesa el labayla. A woman dies for her husband. Shenem of Aniv Vayim Padan Mesa Alai Rachel. Rachel died on me. What's a lie? Mesa Rachel. Why a lie? Because he was the one that suffered. The Mishnah said, "Ein Yoyin Isa." You don't see, and when a king gets a haircut, you're not supposed to watch.
The barber's not supposed to
watch. No, obviously. With the other people.
Great question.
Tana Rabbanan, Melech Mestape B'chal Yoyin. What type of haircut is that going to look like, huh? Melech Mestape B'chal Yoyin. A king gets a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol gets a haircut once a week.
What happened to
Rabbi
Yudah Chassid, that when you cut the hair, it doesn't grow right away?
Oh, well, so we said it does grow right. It's not so nicked, but it definitely grows. Kohen Hadik Echad Shleishim. A regular Kohen gets a haircut once in 30 days. Melech mistape b'chal yoyim. How do you know Melech gets a haircut every day? Shnema Melech b'yafei techzena enech. He should always look beautiful. So therefore, he has to get a haircut every day. Now, why does a Kohen Hedit, Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos, and Kohen Hedit once in 30 days? Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos, Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Yochanan, Hayolu Mishamrois Mischatzos. Since every week, a new Mishmar comes into play of Kohanim, right? Every week, a new Kohanim came to Din in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would see him, so he should look good for them. They switch. They become new every Shabbos. The old leave and the new ones come. So you have to get a haircut from the new Mishma.
So you should get it.
That you should see him nice.
When does the new Mishma come in?
On Shabbos, you can't take
it.
So he should get
a
haircut on Friday.
So he does.
Shabbos.
No, there's a barber. We're telling you that the reason why he got every week was because the new people that come in, they should see him pretty.
They should see him fresh.
No, the pasuk. No, here's the new thing. It's not that pasuk. Kohen Gadol, because he was the leader of all them. All leaders have to look good, right? Kohen Hedit gets has to get a haircut once in 30 days. We know that from the Chassid, they shouldn't shave their heads. Upara la yishlechu. Ksum yechsimu es Hashem. What does it mean, upara la yishlechu? What does it mean, upara? It's a pasuk in Chumash.
They
should have here. They should have here. And ksum yechsimu es Hashem. They shouldn't shave theirs. That means they should have here, but not that much here. And what do we see? It says, upara la yishlechu, v'yalev, para para min nazi. You learn out the word para para from nazi. Ksiv hacha para leish aleichu. By kayin headed it says para leish aleichu. Ksiv hasam gadel para sa'ar reisha has to leave. And nazi has to leave his hair. Ma lahalo and shleishim. Just like a nazi has to can't cut his hair. He has to leave it for 30 days. Of kayin shleishim. So too he has to leave it for 30 days.
So the nazi get a zero.
You what?
The chassidim are the people that get a zero.
Yeah.
That's not right.
You're saying
a one or a two, whatever. You can't. I'm talking about it's, right.
I mean, you have to leave some here.
That's something. That's not that you're kind of headed. You can't do it.
Okay.
The Torah didn't say, and the Rabbanim didn't say zeros. There weren't any.
No, see, he's bringing up a good nekuda.
Someone has a zero.
He's saying they have to leave something.
It's a kind. He has to have something.
He can't use a razor.
No, that's not what he said. Anyways, you can't use. You don't need the pasuk for that. Shmuel's bringing up a very good point.
The separate Easter for Kohanim.
I understand, but that should be another one.
That's the touch.
No, saying good.
I love them all.
V'tanan nami. Stam nazir shleishim yay. Regular nazir is 30 days. So therefore we see that just like a nazir, para means 30 days, so too over here, he should have it for 30 days. He should keep his hair. He doesn't have to take haircut within 30 days. How do you know anything over there? Maybe he shouldn't even have till 30 days. Maybe he can have more than 30 days, the Kohen Hadid, but he should cut it within 30 days. Amalei, so he says, "Iksiv la yishalechu para."
What does that mean? One day earlier?
Yeah, or within 30 days.
Meaning you won't have a right to 30 bechlal, or you would say 29.
29, or you would say even or less. So how do you know that he should take it once in 30 days? So the more iksiv la yishalechu para kedekamet. If it says la yishalechu para, then you would say that. Hashda dechsiv upara para lehave. It should be para. That means it says. That means para should be more than that, it shouldn't be. That's how you know. And para is 30 days. So, you know, don't have more than 30 days. But again, we want to know maybe it means the most you should have is 30, but you should cut it before 30. So, you're saying no. Para you should have. Layish aleichu, after that, don't leave it more than that. A para is 30 days. Zakriyashi. It says you should have a pair. You should have 30 days. More than that, you shouldn't have. Today, also, a kayin head, you should cut it every 30 days. Do me the yayin. Why today? Well, today's no base of Mikdash. But it should be similar to wine. Ma yayin bizman biyo da asa. Shalai bizman biyo shari. Just like with yayin. The kayin's not allowed to drink while there's a base of Mikdash. But when there's no base of Mikdash today, he could drink. After yayish, so too piri yayish bizman biyo da asa. If bizman biyo was bizhavs the base of Mikdash, that's when he did it once in 30 days. Shalai bizman biyo shari. Without that, it's mutter to have more than once in 30 days. Okay, so that's why we're telling you that today it's not negate. So come on, no. The yayin shleib is man biya shari. Wine, today's day, is mutter for kayin to drink. But tanya rebi yayin, aymer ani, kayin em asurim lishtes yayin la'ayla.
They were also to drink wine only when they were performing avoid, you know?
No, anytime it was in that mishma.
Okay.
So that week.
Okay, so why would I ask you today then?
I don't know which week it is. You don't know anymore which mission.
Potentially, it could have been part
of it. Yeah. At least be assigned a week.
I was going
to
say.
They can't imagine a week. It have to be assigned a week.
No.
They're not an army, right? Yeah.
No, so whenever they were assigned, they couldn't drink. Even though, oh, so maybe everyone should be awesome. Because you might be, today you might be a mishmar.
Okay, fine, you get to build stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone should be asked, or nobody should be asked. Because nobody knows.
No one knows, but you might come and have to do Avaida, and if you're drunk, you can't do it.
So maybe Bismarazah only during Yom Tov when they have to do it, or something like that, but during the regular week.
But the Bismarazah might be built. And we're not going to.
In one day?
Sure, in 1 minute, it's coming right there from Shemaim.
We have the right president, I'm telling you, you know.
Well, Mashiach will be here. So I will have an appointed one from Hashem, not elected.
We need a builder.
Yeah. Well, no, it comes straight down. We're building bricks every mitzvah.
So it'll come straight
every
down.
Every mitzvah. You know that every mitzvah builds another brick?
Yeah, so.
So it's building and building and building. And it's going to come right down, right?
Esh. It's the brick of Esh.
Zakar Gemara. So like this. So it's the Rebbe said, I'm a Nikayan Masrum Lishas Yayan La'ayla. They really ask us to drink Yayan for always. Why? Because like we said, that the Mishmar, the Kayin of the Mishmar is not allowed to drink. That week that he's appointed to, even though right now he's not in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not allowed to drink, because he might go ahead and be needed in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, so Rabbi said... Yeah.
That was a joke.
No. Yeah, so what happened? So today, since we don't know when the Mishmar is, you don't know which kind, which part, which group you're connected to. So therefore we say, so maybe we should all be Chayshish, Shem Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and that's what we're hoping for, right? We're hoping for every moment.
Now we're Kahanim, you say?
No. We're talking about only Kahanim.
Only
Kahanim. So they shouldn't be here to drink forever. Avama Asa, what should I do? Shetakan Asa Kilalasa. The Chuban Abayis was Mekala, mixed them all up. And... we're not chayshish, Shami Yibana Pesan. We're not chayshish for it. So therefore, so really he's telling you that we should be chayshish for it and no one should drink. So Zakti Marv Ame Abai. And Abai said, Kaman Shasi Kayane Chame Eja.
What does Ame Abai? We just said that we know that Kahanim even today can't drink wine.
They shouldn't be able to.
Right.
So we're telling you, but the Maisa... they weren't chayshish that the Beis HaMikdash will be built right away.
So but really, therefore they should be able to.
That's what they should have, exactly. So V'amei Abaya.
That's the
Maris. Oh no, we're still in the middle. V'amei Abaya. Keman shasi kaya nicham re'idna. Why is it permitted to drink today? Rabbi, it's only like Rabbi that says, what should we do? People don't believe, that the Beis HaMikdash can be built right away. Bechlal de'abonon asri. So you see, but the Rabbanon hold, today you're not allowed to drink. So we're back to the original question so how come today they don't take haircuts once in 30 days? Light Rabbi, it's good, because they're not chayshish Hashem Yibana Pesach. But light Rabbanon, we are chayshish. So light Rabbanon, how are kainim taking haircuts? So the Gemara, Hasam Ainu Ta'amim Hei Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Ubi Inan Kayin Aray La'avayda, Malak, over there, because, ma'am, if we're worried, the Rabbanon are worried that right away the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built and there's not going to be any kohen, everyone's going to be drunk. So therefore, you're not allowed to drink at all. No kohen is allowed to drink today. V'lek hachanami v'ina kohen ha'yoy la'avayda v'leka. So too over here, we're not going to have a kohen because the kohen has long hair. So g'ma ha'cha efshad ha'misap v'ayel. Buy a haircut. Okay. The Beis HaMikdash is built, get a barber, give him a haircut, and we'll be fine. Hasam nami efshe denayim porta, v'ayil, so too over there, sleep a little bit. You drank, sleep, and you're fine. So, no, the Amar Avacha, like we learned, derech mil v'shina kol shuhum afigin asiyayim. Sleeping a little bit, walking a little bit, you get, no, less drunk.
Takes away the drunk effect.
Sleeping a little bit, and the Imam says, walking with sleeping would take it away. So for the Yosef, another answer. So the Imam, V'lav hitma Allah, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Abba Avu, Loishanu El Shashasak De'Yaviz. This is only if you drank Yaviz. Al Yosef De'Yaviz, Kol Shkein, the Derech Teredasai. Like you said, V'shinu M'shachasai. So it ruins it. So therefore, says, therefore, by Yayin, we tell you now how to drink. Why? because you can't get rid of it so quickly. By a haircut, just go ahead and get a haircut.
So why don't we say
that's the difference, and that's what we tell you. We don't have to get haircuts today.
Why don't we say something like chutz la'aretz? It's okay. Because it'll take you.
We have to
come finish Sharon. We're going to get there in minutes.
Bring the right away to Israel.
What does sleep do? Sleep makes.
She
said sleep, if it's only a V, it's.
Right, but more than a V increases your drunkenness?
Increases your
drunkenness. That the Matthias today?
Yeah. Instantaneous.
Depends how much you sleep.
So
the kids, so that's the most test. The Gemara had a question. Today, Kayanim should make sure they get a haircut once in 30 days. The Gemara answers that, no, even if the base image can be built right away, we have many barbers, and the Kayanim are going to be first online, and they'll get the haircuts.
So the haircuts are not instant, but the Kanfein Hashem are instant, so someone in Chutz La'aretz doesn't have an extra 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 hours.
Exactly. Right, but a haircut is right away. Big deal. Takes how long to take to get a haircut? That's one test.
We will have the Eliyahu will want us ahead of time. So you have.
It's not so posh. So he's going to come 3 days before.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long is it going to take till you can start to avoid in the Beis Hamikdash? What do you need to start to avoid? Don't you have
Torah? That's it.
You need preparations. You need karbanos. You need animals at Atari. You need a certain amount of time.
Some oil.
What?
No, it's the open day for
Okay, so that's the first answer. Vashiyamam shtuya yayin the machli avoda. If they do avoda with shtuya yayin, the whole avoda becomes mecholu. It's not good. So then gazru b'rabbana. That's why the rabbana was so stringent, and they said, you know what? Make sure you never drink wine today. You hear what's going on here? Light the rabbana to kai. How does he make kiddush?
Nothing.
The Gemara says that the Revius is okay. It's
right.
More than Revius.
So when he makes Kiddush on Pesach with two Revius, then he's in a problem. But like upon him, he has to be careful. A Kayin, later Rabbanan, should never drink.
No wine for you.
No wine, that's not
fine. Now I'll finish the Seder
Levitch. That's what you do? Because of this Yechash for this.
You can't finish the
Seder Leil. Can't finish
the Alukaisis. No. He can't finish the Seder Leil. If he finishes early, then he'll sleep overnight. And the Maral's just saying
overnight,
he's drunk.
So okay.
If he's drunk, he's not drunk.
Kais is there, Isa, but it doesn't matter. Kun is there. Kais is not there, Isa. Kais is part of the
Rabbanon. Whatever. So he's okay
then. Well, we just said it to the Rabbanon, right?
Yeah, but...
We just said it to Gezer.
No, the Rabbanon said this thing. Yeah. Zag to Gemara. So this is another text. Shtuya yayin is so chomer in avoda that avoda is not the avoda is possible. Pirayish the machli avoda. If they're not, they don't get a haircut. They're not allowed to do that. It's issa, but it's not machli avoda. Like Gaza by Abban, and therefore the Abban were in Gaza. Shiach's going to come so spontaneously, and no one's going to know about it. The more meitzvei. That's his answer.
So someone doesn't have a haircut. Can they do that right now? Are they going
to
say sorry?
No, it's awesome.
That's it.
You're not allowed to. Right. If a Puri Reish, the Kohen that didn't cut his hair, he's Chayav Misa v'shtuya yayin.
He has a good point. Could you do the avoid if, let's say, Yitaka didn't take a haircut? There's no other kind.
You can't do
it. You mavatal avoid?
Yeah.
So then why does it matter? If you mavatal avoid anyways,
no, but that's
you should make the same gezer.
No, but we're just saying, we don't make gezer on something which is not as chomer. Avadi mavatal avoid, but this has another chomer. That not only if you did it, maybe you make exe is not always, you just...
So the client is either some kind of...
Aver, if he doesn't do it. Not only that, we're saying he gets me... Yeah, we'll see.
What's the chance anyways, if Shetz will come and give me a hand, but then have him over 30 days?
But you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to... It's the same thing with drinking. There are many people that don't drink. Many people that don't drink.
Okay, no. But
so why do we have to tell you not to drink? Every client has to feel like he's going to be the one. For everything. You have to feel like you're going to be... That's why the Chavetz Chaim said you have to learn kachin.
If you're a kohen.
Yeah. You're getting us back, yeah. I'm trying to give him musa.
He's giving
me back. Yeah, I don't got this.
It's a good suitcase with haircut barber equipment in it.
Yeah, it's like the Gemara. It's a fact the Gemara. What do you mean? You see that they both get misa. See the same chum. Don't drink it. Not you shouldn't get killed. How do you know Puri Yash? A kind that doesn't get a haircut gets killed. There's a hekesh. It's in the same pasuk. It says she should make sure you get a haircut and you shouldn't drink yayin. Mashti yayin misa. After Yerushim misa, they both get misa. Mina. So too, mashti yayin the machli avayda. So too, it's just like shti yayin is the avayda is mecholol. It's not a good avayda. After Yerushim machli avayda. The more kasha. And Chanami asked me a good kasha on Ravashi's answer. Zokt ma avayda. Till Yecheskel came around, and asked us, "Who? How do we notice?" So the Gemara, with the time, till Yecheskel said that pasuk.
It's an interesting question, no? We have many rise from.
Oh no, but here Yecheskel told you a din. You got Misa and the Vayda is Mechol, right? How do we know that before that? So the Gemara.
So
this is through a Nevoah. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to come on to what you're saying a little bit. So the Gemara, by the time Yechadam of Chizda Dava Zemitayis Moshe Ben Elay Lamadu Atcha Ba Yecheska Ba Lamadu until Yecheska came in, we told it Kol Ben Necha Oil Lev Oil Basel Yavel Amigdashi. Yecheska said this pasuk: if your oil lev or oil basel do not come into Beis Hamidrash, they are saying Adlay Ba Yecheska Manam until Yecheska came around, who taught it? El Gamag Mila. We knew it. It was came to us from the other day. For us, Yecheskel, as Mechakra, Yecheskel just put it onto the pasuk. Hachanami, Gamik Mila, as Yecheskel, as Mechakra. Like many other things, we were taught it, Kabbalah, but we didn't know where it's learned out from. And Yecheskel came along and said on the pasuk.
So a kohen that's an oral is not allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash. Why is that a chiddush? I mean, is a person that's an oral allowed to come to the Beis Hamikdash?
Well, the Sharsani to do, yeah. He's not a coming, but he's not allowed to be Misharis. He's not allowed to do Misharis.
We're telling you that he's not
a
coming
Misharis.
Not that he's not.
Yeah. The Sharsani. So, the Ma'avaita, Mike, Sus, Yichsimu, Esashem. What does it mean? Sus, Yismichu, Esashem. Tana, Kamintas, Pyrus. What type of hiccup is that? Kamintas, Pyrus, Lulinus. Okay, thank you. What are those? What does that mean? The Ma'avaita, Pyrus, Lulinus. I'm a Yuda, I'm a Shmuel, Tas, Pyrus, Yichida. A special hiccup, a beautiful hiccup. There's nothing like it. Hey Chadami, I'm a Vashi. Roisha shall zeh, but Tzadikah shall zeh. Each hair goes till the next hair. The top of the hair goes till the root of the next one. Can you imagine what that means?
I'm not sure what that means.
Well,
he doesn't have it.
In other words, he takes the zero.
I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
In other words, he takes the zero. Otherwise, you won't have
not a that. Zero. No, not a zero. No.
Otherwise, you have won't a have
every a... hair is cut separately. It goes till the next one. It reaches till the next one.
That's very short, each one.
It doesn't overlap.
It's very short.
Imagine.
What does it mean? The what?
It doesn't overlap. Each hair goes till the next hair. Reaches till the next.
It's perfectly cut so that one doesn't go on top of the next.
Doesn't overlap.
A short haircut.
Very short. But it's not a zero. Zero, you don't have anything. I don't know what it was meaning, but I'm saying you need every hair is to be cut by itself. You know what that means?
That means hours and hours. It goes your quick haircuts.
Hours and hours. And the Melech did this every day.
I know, but you were saying that they're quick. If one gets in line, they can come to Israel.
Oh, no, no. This is only the Melech. It's the Kayan. He's right. It's the Kayan also.
But the point is, if it's already short, if they did it last week, it doesn't take long because it's just...
Yeah, but here's a month. We're talking about a Kayan head. It's a month.
I don't understand what's the difficulty. He took a very short haircut. Why does it have to be one hair at a time?
No, each one has to Why? Reach the other one, and just that much.
I don't understand the materials. You cut short hair. What does reach the other one mean?
That means
the guy gets a haircut. He gets into the special kind.
When you take a haircut, you know you don't want to show what's under your yarmulke sometimes.
To who? The barber?
No, I'm saying no. The barber makes mistakes. It's not like the machine doesn't do exact. Basically, you know.
Machines in those days.
Right, no, I'm just saying. I'm saying so. It was a scissor. Every single hair was cut exactly with exact that the hair reached till
they
the next
really
one.
They didn't have scissors in those days.
They didn't.
I don't know. Did they have?
Well, I don't know if this is the Mechal, but this is what the Hikari got. Zog to Gemara, Shalus Rebbe, Eze Tespayah Shal Kohen Gadol. They asked Rebbe, what type of Hikari is a Kohen Gadol? Amalei, Tzuru Mitespayah Shal Ben Alasha. Go look at the Hikari of Ben Alasha. Tanya, Rabbi Yom Alei Achinam Pizah Ben Alasha's Ma'isav. Not for no reason did Alasha waste his money, spend his money. Ela Kedei Laharis by Tespeish Kohen Gadol. Ben Alasha was the one that walked around and showing everyone, you know what a Kohen Gadol's head could look like? Look at my head. So that's where he spent his money.
Obviously, see a Kohen head, it's not like that.
Yeah,
Kohen Gadol. Who had a different gear here for Kohen Gadol. Yes.
So on the window of the barbershop.
No, interesting. He wanted to teach people what the Kohen Gadol looked like.
He had a picture on the poster.
How did look Kohen Gadol? Look at Rashi. Do me the yayin, the samach levi yayin, the yishtu bavaya, makish peri reishish the yayin, maksim yayin bavaya. Rabbi Yayin, ani kayin asa, ay ma, ani kayin asa lishtas yayin, laylam, reishish the b'yayis, b'tani. Kayin amakim mishmata, if a kayin knows what mishmata is mishmata, b'yayis, shaloi, asa b'yayin, kalay tse yayin. He's not drink that day, afiz man azeh, so today's day also, makim mishmata, b'yayin, makim b'yayis, shaloi, asa kalay tse shabbos. He does it the whole week. Ain amakim mishmata, le mishmata, b'yayis, shaloi. He doesn't know what his mishmata is, asa lishtas yayin, laylam. He's not drinking yayin forever. Shem achshus man nevi esach shem yibanim b'smiglish. Rebbe Yayin, so Rebbe comes along. That was the beginning. So Rebbe comes along. He says, "Ay mani imbanu lachash shem yibanim. If you worry shem yibanim, asa b'yayin la'ilam. Afilu makish ein achshus man mishmata shem yibanim v'chalakaidim v'shtakach al v'avid." Even though he doesn't know his mishma, even though he does know his mishma, but anyone that's there,
it's gonna be available.
It's gonna be available. No one knows. No, the other people don't know. So he could run ahead and go do it. Avamazr t'ganim t'galasa. Chul ben Abaye shekil alasan ve'irvev and a mixed up set of shatzim shayoisim v'yayin. His mom shatzim a tiron. Shalev shatzim shatzim. Who ticked on achshav? This is what says the shishayin. La'olam lechayish. Shem yibana pisam. We're not worried. It's a real tragedy. Come on, shatzim in the kani. I'm not a rabbi. Shereiv kainim enim kim his mom shatzim v'asun la'olam le'abana. La'olam le'abana. And it's all us. Hasam ha'na time shnuyi. V'nechusak. It's in Allah. Klemi d'ayayis shari. Rabbanu d'gazim. V'chin ha'chanam me'ev imana. Why is it not the Imei Ibana? If it's a midrash, the Yain, the Machle Avaida. It's a Yain, Vashaykh, Vasamach, Lav, the Benkadish, Benachel. Masha, Ben Avaida, Kedush, Lav, Avaida, Nechle, as Gazer, Babana, Vazan, Zem, Shem, Hei, Ibana. After the Yosh, Machle, Avaida, Kasha. Ha'ad, Allah, Yossi, Yecheska, Vakshinu. Ma'an, Amr, Pish, Mech, and Afkalam, Pir, Yosh, and Misa. Hold on, Mev, Chiz, Bizvachem. Pek, Shein, Davazet, the Kain, Alabas, the Avaida, Kaba, Necha, Kain, Shein, Snack, Rumaisav, the Aviv. Shem, Shemayim, Venero, Libai. Either he's a bad person and his life is corp. He's not doing what's right. Or his brothers died, so he can't do mila. This hiccup was not pretty, nice. There's nothing like it. Ben Alasha Chaisin Shal Rabbi Yaya, Benasan Mama and Balam Deloy Aisat Aspires, and he took this aspires. Don't we know that having a chup looks nice? Why wouldn't the Kohen Gadol look pretty with having a chup? You see, by Yosef already, it was a chup look nice.
Oh, you think Yosef was pez.
That's why
pez.
See the shoes.
Yeah, what do you think?